I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, it's another Where Are They Now segment. And today we're featuring former Knoxville cross-country runner and current head men's cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State University, Wick Cunningham. Cunningham gained the MIAA Coach of the Year in men's cross-country this season, leading the Bearcats to their first team championship in the MIAA in 52 years. I had a chance to talk with Cunningham recently about that and his experiences as a coach and how he became a coach in the first part of this Where Are They Now segment. You were named Coach of the Year. First of all, congratulations. And boy, not on a job too long and already having success. What's that like for you?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on here. I really appreciate it. It's been a whirlwind, honestly. It's been exciting to be involved with the program and have the opportunity to coach my alma mater and just get to work with a great group of young men has just been really fantastic. And I can't give enough kudos to those guys. They're the ones that are putting in all the hard work every day. I get the benefit of coaching. I get to watch them do all the hard work, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to see this program grow and see my athletes grow over these past few years.
Well, tell us how you got the job. You've not really been a coach for that long, I understand, just from your bio on the team website.
Yeah, that's correct. So I came here and I ran from 2013 to 18. And then following that, I was teaching. I was a 7th through 12th math teacher at a local school down here. And I was just volunteering with the team, helping out, any way I could. I liked to be involved with it. That was a great process. And I definitely learned a lot from, even the former distance coach here. And following that, I was an academic advisor at Northwest. I was like, hey, I'm volunteering with the team. Now I can be on campus and kind of help people, in the classroom, out of the classroom, a little bit of both. Moved back up to Knoxville for a short stint with a great opportunity. Had nothing but great experiences back there. And then, this head coaching position for cross country became available down here. And I figured, it was a good chance to take a stab at it, give back to my alma mater. And that's kind of my journey to this point. So I took over the cross country program in October of 2021, which, as a lot of people know, that's like the middle of cross country season, which was a little crazy. But I was very lucky having volunteered with the program. The athletes knew me and I knew them, and it was a smoothest transition as it could be. And then you got to hit that recruiting trail right away, and we got really lucky with some great young men that believed in what we wanted to do here, and joined our program, and then that kind of snowballed into a few good recruiting classes, and ultimately a lot of hard work from those guys, and just the willingness to do that day in and day out is just amazing to see that.
What's it like, coaching, these men who, are from different high schools around, and you've got to kind of mold them into one team, but yet they're also individuals, as you know, in cross country.
Yeah. There's definitely challenges there. I have kids on my team who graduated with 8 to 10 students total in their high school. And I also have kids on my team that graduated with 1,000 students, and those are vastly different experiences that they have. But ultimately, we come here in cross country is a team only sport. We're not in it for individual accolades. We're in it to come together as a group of, we have 28 men on the team this year. So 28 of those men are just one team. All we look at is where did the Northwest Bearcats finish, not where did XYZ runner finish. And we're really lucky that people buy into that. And then now that we've had a few years of that, the upperclassmen are really leading that charge more than anything. And I'm just there to kind of provide a little guidance. And that's just, it's been awesome to see that.
Going into the season, was there an opportunity or was there a thought of, hey, we could win this conference championship that Northwest Missouri State has not won in over 50 years on the men's side?
Yes, certainly. We definitely knew coming into the season, you know, when we started our summer training, that there was an opportunity and a chance to do that. You know, the biggest competition going into the meet, and we knew this, was Pittsburgh State, which is a fantastic program. And they were the defending champions in the conference. They also did not lose any athletes, so they returned everybody. And we figured, you know, we got a couple new recruits coming in and people like learning and growing some more. And we thought we'd have a great opportunity to do it. And we came up with a good race plan, and the guys really just executed it extremely well. And it was always in the back of our minds, but ultimately we wanted to just make sure the biggest thing that we did was we were focused at just doing the little things every single day. And we thought the results would, you know, kind of end up taking care of themselves. And hard to argue that they didn't.
And obviously, since you're not into individual awards, you all of a sudden in our name, the MIAA Coach of the Year, which, I'm sure you appreciated, but just by way you're talking, you said, hey, you know, all these guys are, this is just their, as much their award as it is mine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd say most of the time, whatever team wins, that coach ends up being Coach of the Year, and rightfully so. I'm a big believer in it. Whoever, you know, the coach that is able to get the most out of the young men or women, on the day is said to be Coach of the Year. But certainly I made sure the guys know it's like the only reason that I'm receiving this award is it's because of everything that they did. And, I kind of look at it like they're the driver in the car, and I'm just the GPS, just giving a little guidance along the way, just giving them advice of, hey, there's a caution ahead. Hey, just make sure we make a right-hand turn here, stuff like that, you know. So absolutely, it's exciting, and I appreciate the recognition, but I also want to make sure that, you know, this trophy, this award doesn't change the team, and it also doesn't change myself as an individual, because, you know, we still have a few meets ahead of us, and we want to make sure that we're just keeping our heads down and staying hungry.
Again, we're talking to former Knoxville cross-country standout and current Northwest Missouri State men's cross country coach Wick Cunningham. We'll have part two of the interview right after this on KNIA KRLS.